You know, I didn't think the wind was that bad.
You didn't?
No, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it was nearly the factor it was the week before against Chicago. So it was a little bit of a factor. And the, when we went for it on fourth down on the pass to Vereen on fourth and five or whatever it was, I'm not so sure on a good day that that wouldn't have been a consideration, you know. So I'm saying a good day. The day was even less wind. But I think that was, you know, that was really about it. We had a couple touchbacks into the wind. Obviously, the wind favored going away from the lighthouse, but I don't really think it affected the passing game very much. I think it affected the kicking game more than it did the passing game, but I didn't think it was that big of a factor in the game. And had this game gone the way the one did last year, there's no way that I would have taken the wind in overtime. Like, I think it's anywhere close to being like that.
I want to talk about the...
How did it affect our game? I would say, you know, it affected a few yards one way or the other. You know, going away from the lighthouse, gave you a few more yards on the field goal. The 50-yard field goal that we kicked to start the game, had that been in the other direction, I think that would have been, you know, a tougher decision. I mean, it was no decision to go with the wind on that kick. The fourth and five into the wind was probably right there on the... right there on the edge, so, you know, a couple yards one way or another. But I think those were, you know, those were close. But other than that, I would say there wasn't, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Yeah, I mean, look, there's so much out there. I mean, it's every station is, you know, just filled with opinions on top of opinions on top of opinions. So, no, I mean, I don't sit there and listen to it or read it. Am I to some degree aware of it? Yeah, I am, and I think I need to have some sense of, particularly when, you know, it directly involves us, not that it's some random opinion, but more so of, you know, maybe what somebody else has said about us, or what's maybe somebody on our team has said, just so that if I ask about it, I have, you know, some idea of what's accurate and what was said. So, but I don't spend a lot of time, I mean, I can't worry really about what everybody else thinks. With all due respect, I've got to try to do what I feel like is best for the team, and no matter what that is, nobody would be happy anyway, so that's, you know, that's not really the point of it. It's to try to listen to, you know, our coaching staff and the player feedback, and based on the experience and the knowledge and time that we put into the situation, do what feels best for the team, and that's what I've tried to do. You know, a number of games here, and in particular some outstanding plays. I'd say particularly his movement in the pocket and last night was a good example of, you know, but he's done it several times this year and several times on third down in critical situations where he's been able to slide into open space, get his eyes downfield, make a good throw, third and 20, third and 15, third and forever, you know, those kind of plays. I mean, you know, those are turnovers. If you don't make those, you're punting the ball and giving it back to them, minus the 20 yards or whatever it is that you get on the play. So, I mean, there's a lot of field position and there's possession of the ball. So, you know, I think those plays have been really, you know, outstanding. And Tom's made a number of them. They made them in the red area, too, and he's made some very accurate throws. So, but, you know, I mean, we've seen him do that before. I don't want to say you get used to it, but I think he's in recent weeks he's done that at a very high level and done it very consistently, done a number of times.